Well, tonight we are honored to hear from our beloved Ascended Master Jesus, who encourages us to engage in cosmic forgiveness. And we're so glad to have a message from Jesus to share just 10 days before Easter. At the end of the class, in about 75 minutes, please stay to find out what is happening in our community and how you can benefit, and ask any questions, share any insights and experiences you have had, and give us prayer requests for you, your family and friends, and join us in prayer. And now I'm going to read our mission and vision statements. Our mission is as follows. Within our heart-centered community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in sustainable Golden Crystal Age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature, using solar sciences of the Spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. And now I would like to invite you to read the prayer that was on your invitation, either your email or your physical snail mail invitation for the class tonight. In the name of our I Am Presence, we call to you, beloved Master Jesus, thanking you for filling us with your light and your love and raising us up higher and stronger with your help. Archangel Michael and your legions, thank you for protecting us tonight, physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically during our class. Thank you for bringing to our class those souls who are eager for more love and light and a desire to obey God. Amen. And now we'll sing together decree number 70.070, I Am Forgiveness, 70 times 7. You should have received this song by snail mail or email. As we sing, visualize golden light and violet flame radiating out from the sun to each of us in our homes, surrounding us in dazzling golden light and sparkling violet flame. Feel the love of our Father, Mother, God, and the cosmic forgiveness lifting us up and invigorating us. Okay, go ahead, Philip.
I am forgiveness everywhere, 70 times 7. I am forgiveness everywhere, 70 times 7. I am forgiveness I am forgiveness active here in the process.
Thank you very much. Remember, when it's your turn to speak, press star 6 to unmute yourself. And then when you're finished speaking, press star 6 to mute yourself again. And now we're going to have the heart stream from Beloved Jesus. This was originally given on January 8th of this year, of 2023, and is entitled, Jesus Blesses Israel and All Mankind with Cosmic Forgiveness. Go ahead, Mr. Phil. Thank you.
Behold, I descend into your midst, O Israel, and children of God throughout the earth, who look to the Christ as an example, as a way shower, as the Son of God, within whom the light burns brightly, dissolving darkness and raising all in resurrection's fire to glean what is divine, what is holy, what is pure and worthy to be made manifest within each one's life. Live to the glory of the Divine One. Blessed ones, I come to initiate spirals of light for Israel and for the entire Middle East, so that every man, woman, and child may understand what is at play in this hour and every hour, in order to broadcast that true light of brother's sisterhood, where all can live in peace, all can live in the integrity and the honor of being a son, a daughter of God, without rancor toward any other, understanding the nature of life etched within the bosom of everyone of all cultures. And so today I shine forth that light, that divine brilliance of the sun consciousness, the Christos in your midst, so that each one may understand what is truly at play, and work assiduously toward this unity field of beingness within the heart, mind, spirit, and soul of every son and daughter.
Okay, now I will answer the first question. Why was Jesus called the Messiah? And what does Messiah mean? Actually, the meaning of the word itself, Messiah, means anointed. And this was a term that was used among the Hebrew kings of the Old Testament. The anointed one was the one that was called by and approved by God to be the leader. And Jesus was considered the leader of this new dispensation. They didn't even consider that they were starting a new religion at all. When he began his ministry, he was just fulfilling prophecy and following his divine destiny to what his soul had been called to do, to witness and to teach to the people of that part of the world, and eventually to the entire world. So it's interesting, the Jews still do not consider Jesus as the Messiah. So that's what I have on that. Go ahead, Philip.
From my etheric retreat over this area, I send rays and currents of sacred fire into the hearts of those who are willing to be touched thereby, to receive impartations of grace, of understanding, of that leavening awareness that raises the soul, engenders divine beauty and harmony, and then allows each one to feel that integrity, that state of being where all are indeed honored, embraced as brother, sister, no longer vilified for another belief system or ism, truly revered as a part of self, a part of God. Your Master Moria has said that the first tenet of all religion should be acceptance of all others. And so it is true, for within the universal great white brotherhood, above and below, this principle applies, where everyone is revered as a part of God, and God is seen within every being. When you choose to behold the Christ energy and spirit, the Buddhic essence, and an aspect of the Divine Mother within every individual, you are raised into that unity field by that pure vision and by your conscious awareness of that illimitable presence that abides within the heart of everyone. When you choose to resolve within self what has been unresolved of your past interactions with others, where you have not embraced fully the Christ light within all, dearest ones, there is an alchemical change, a transformation, and through forgiveness, understanding, and grace, the alchemy of the seventh era begins to glorify God within that new radiance that manifests through that transformation. Yet this must be a conscious application of light within your being, an invocation of what is supreme and divine and holy from above within self, to transmute all past errors, all past misgivings, judgments, and human perceptions. And when you accept through a new belief system that is far beyond the human dramas and karmas of all that has transpired of the past that diminishes life itself, you embrace the holy city in your midst. You rise into that higher light field of golden glory that is the Jerusalem of gold. And, dearest ones, this is what soul by soul, spirit by spirit, will bring about the transformational change to manifest Aquarius upon earth and all nations throughout the earth. You have dreamed of this. You have envisioned it. You have manifested in a portion of your consciousness, in your higher mind, in your meditations. And now together, embraced by angels of the sacred fire this day, this energy of God beingness is inculcated deep within the earth, now manifest within Israel and fanning out into all nations of the Middle East, and then throughout all nations throughout our planet Earth. Many of you have dreamed even of traveling to Jerusalem, Bethlehem, Nazareth, and other places where I walked physically upon the earth to feel the impulses of Akasha that are yet there, where light descended through my being as an exemplar of the Christ awareness to manifest healings and divine teachings, and especially the mercy and the grace of the flame of forgiveness and understanding that I brought to bear to transmute the perversion of the Jewish law that had occurred at that time throughout that region and throughout the earth. Well, now, dearest ones, a greater law of beingness is set forth here, there, and everywhere, and it is this: follow the golden rule to the utmost. Live the life of a Christed one daily and hourly, where there is no longer division, dissension, and deception. For when you see the Christ within everyone and everything, you are raised even as you elevate all in that pure vision state of being.
Now I will read Donna Dregan's answer to question two. What is the golden rule, the core of all the world's great religions? Well, in the Christian Bible, it reads, "All things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets." And a more colloquial form of that is to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And this is the core of most of the world's great religions. In Buddhism, it is, hurt not others with that which pains yourself. In Hebraism, in other words, in the Jewish law, what is hurtful to yourself, do not to your fellow man. In Hinduism, this is the sum of duty: do not to others which, if done to thee, would cause thee pain. In Islam, it's, no one of you is a believer until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. In Confucianism, is there any one maxim which ought to be acted upon throughout one's whole life? Surely the maxim of loving kindness is such: do not unto others what you would not they should do unto you. In Jainism, in happiness and suffering, in joy and grief, we should regard all creatures as we regard our own self, and should therefore refrain from inflicting upon others such injury as would appear undesirable to us if inflicted upon ourselves. In Sikhism, as thou deemest thyself, so deem others, then shalt thou become a partner in heaven. In Taoism, regard your neighbor's gain as your own gain, and regard your neighbor's loss as your own loss. And even in Zoroastrianism, that nature only is good when it shall not do unto another whatever is not good for its own self. So these were gathered together by Norman Rockwell, the famous artist and painter. when he was, and he has a painting about the Golden Rule, which is very moving. I advise you to look it up on the internet sometime. Anyway, thank you very much to Donna for finding this and sending it to me so I could read it, because it is the core of all the world's great religions, truly. Okay, let's go ahead with the heart stream.
You know these truths because they are self-evident within your heart, within your higher mind, locked within that unity field that resolves all conflict and all that is separating brother from brother, sister from sister, within the earth, earthy. And heaven, dearest ones, we are all one, embraced by the light, glorified in God's being, accepting of every life form as a part of self, teeming with that illimitable light of the eternal presence, the omnipresence of the Holy Spirit. As you consciously utilize all the faculties vouchsafed to you by God as a part of your spirit to, in an emboldened way, shine forth this Aquarian model for a new solar civilization to manifest across the earth. So it is, and so I am there with many other Christed beings within the heaven world to shine forth that glory and to deliver what is essential of the cosmic quintessences of the heaven world into the earth to transform all in this holy presence of beingness. Now I ask you to forgive self fully today. Consider your life and all lifetimes that you have lived upon earth, and release into my heart and the violet fire that I now generate in a cosmic action to let go of all that you have done that is ignoble or less than what a Christed one would manifest. See the transmutation of the burdens that you have carried of your previous karmic outplayings of dramas within your lifetimes, and especially this one, that you no longer desire to have within your memory body or vibrating within Akasha. See them dissolve, transmuted, and consumed now, and embrace the cosmic light of your divine presence. And likewise now, forgive everyone across the earth in all ages of what they have done in spite to hurt you, to revile you, to limit you, to abuse you in any way. Let go of the karmic scars and the records of their ignoble deeds toward you and others.
Now Maria will answer question 3. Can you share more about Ho'oponopono, a method of radical forgiveness? Press star 6 and go ahead, Maria.
Absolutely. In so many ways, Jesus told us in his message today to forgive ourselves and others, no matter what others have done and said about us, to hurt us in many ways. Also to forgive ourselves for causing evil to others and to ourselves as well. I went this past Sunday to my new friend the Reverend Bill Sunday's class, and he spoke about Jesus dying for our sins. And then and there, I got a clear understanding of the Hawaiian method of radical forgiveness, Ho'oponopono. Ho'oponopono is a very Zen-like concept to make things right or get back in balance. In native Hawaiian language, pono means balance in the sense of life. It is a beautiful Hawaiian teaching about forgiveness. To me, Jesus was the pure spirit of this Ho'oponopono, saying from the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. So, when we see acts or deeds that are troublesome or dark, don't judge. Just make these problems your own and say to your divine self these four sacred words over and over until you see those issues gone. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. You can see miracles happen as you take yourself to yourself the misdeeds of others. For example, Dr. Ihalea Kali Hewlin, working with criminally insane in an asylum, looked to the charts of inmates there and decided to take to himself their crimes and began to recite those four words over and over. He got to see the results as he cured those inmates of their insanity. You can read more in Google about this Ho'oponopono story. So I say, don't go to bed angry at your brothers and sisters, friends or neighbors, or about work conditions. Make them your own and fix it. That's why my brother, you always say, fix it. Make miracles happen. Amen. Thank you all.
Thank you, Maria. You're always so upbeat. We really appreciate your input. And now we'll
thank you for helping.
Now we'll continue. Yeah, I'm just glad you're still on the team. Yay! Yay! And now we'll go on with the heart stream.
As you forgive them and see the violet light teeming with a new radiance to dissolve, transmute, and consume all karmic records now. Embrace the God light of the I am that I am within you. Embrace your true self above and beyond dualistic living and all that limits you in this realm. Feel the freedom of being relieved of the pressures of these karmic records within your electronic belt and your memory body. Feel the uplift and the divine support of angels of forgiveness, mercy, and grace, embracing you, washing you clean, and dissolving at every level of awareness what you have heretofore not fully let go of that is less than perfection. I adjure you, dearest ones, to enter into this alchemy with joy, with a sense of inner peace, and of acceptance of this grace today, for you deserve to be refreshed in this way. You deserve to be re-embraced by angels and kin of the heaven world, and to know your true source of light and life and love and eternal joy. You deserve to live free and unencumbered by all that is past, which is now prologue. And as you embrace this new wave and these currents of light, I am there, and I will continue to fan with the flames of the Holy Spirit this mercy, joy, light in your midst until you truly are free and you have let go of everything that limits you in any way. You see, dearest ones, it is your own consciousness, your own self-perception, and the perception of others that you hold within your heart and mind that depletes you of the energy required for your ascension a little more each day. Well, no more depleting energies, a limitation, an agony. No more binding matrices of imperfection to chain you to yesteryear and what has occurred that you rue with sorrow. I am the joy of the new era. I am the happiness of the new Jerusalem. I am the light of God that always prevails through thick and thin to raise and elevate every soul into the holiness of the new and holy city of light in your midst. And through the resurrection current now that I see manifesting within and around each of you, the fires of the Holy Spirit wash you clean.
Oh, are we ready for... Okay. And now we'll have question number 4. What is the New Jerusalem? And Lenore will answer this one. Go ahead, Lenore.
Okay. This is a quote from Jesus from 2007 about this. And he says, I am Jesus, and I bring a new way unto each of you in which to walk with me. Take my hand this day as I lead you on a journey of light. Far above the earth, we soar on wings of angels, ascending to the holy city. And I escort you, each one, into this city this day to perceive that which is your rightful inheritance as a son or daughter of God to know. I invite you to now walk with me through the holy city and see how a golden age is even now manifesting through every avenue, in every home, in every heart. Hear the sound of celestial choirs. Feel the infiring of your heart as you attune to that Christ spirit as that manifests in many representations of God's consciousness through his created world. And Archangel Michael said in 2009, and peeking through the veil, you may see the light of the holy city, the New Jerusalem, which vibrates at an etheric level of light above the earth, but which also may be locked within the white cube within the secret chamber of your heart. Now, when most people, I think of the Holy City and the New Jerusalem, I think maybe it does come to mind the quotations from the Book of Revelation. So I wanted to read just a couple little verses from that, and then St. Germain's commentary on it from 2010. So, quote, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and said to me, come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. And Saint Germain said, one of the angels says, come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And what did he show him? The holy city. The holy city itself is the manifestation of the bride, the mother energy of God. Each of the foundations was dressed with these precious stones. These precious stones are the very precipitated essence of the virtues of the Godhead, each one radiating spiritual fire as that concentrated action of these holy virtues of the Lord, each one a specific vibration and frequency. Every virtue of God, the living God of the holy city, may be yours to claim and to use for the greater glory of all. As you enter the holy temple of your own heart in meditation, in prayer, in silence, and as you retire at night, you may access the Holy City's eternal light frequencies by God's grace, by God's truth, and by the sacred dynamic of this alchemy of beingness, by living in presence, by living in the new peace of the New Jerusalem. Peace be yours forever within the city of new peace, Blessed Hearts. I thank you. And I thank you, Barbara.
Thank you, Lenore.
You're welcome.
And now we will hear the end of the heart stream.
Burn through and consume. Layers and layers and onion skin layers of mortality, of death and hell, of the vileness of the not-self, and the ignominy of the dweller on the threshold. It has no more power over you, blessed ones. You are free to perceive and believe in yourself as a son, a daughter of God. Do you believe and accept this now fully?
Yes.
Do you feel the integrity and the raising energies of the Spirit moving through your auric field and your entire consciousness?
Yes.
Will you accept these currents daily in order to live free in the light from this day forward?
Yes.
And will you also accept these currents on behalf of all life streams upon earth, even those whom heretofore you have seen as less than God, men, or women?
Yes.
Then the alchemy will ensue day after day, and the joy of the Lord and the grace of God will continue to embrace you, remold you, refashion you in a glorious new image that is your true image of light and beingness within the One. And I, Jesus, may still come again and again, when at times you may dip back into mortality through non-acceptance of this new state of being, to remind you and to rekindle within you those glorious energies of Spirit. Will you give me permission to come again, dearest ones, when you require my energy, my love, my beingness on your behalf?
Yes.
Then let it be so. And let us now have the sharing of the heart friends who represent the land upon which I walked holily, to carve out a new pathway of compassion, of forgiveness, and of love for thousands and eventually millions and even billions of souls in that era and in this era, with my beloved Magda, my apostles, and many hundreds of disciples. You, as an apostle, even an initiate, may walk with me, talk with me, rise with me in your meditations to behold within the holy city the glories of God, and then consciously work to bring them into manifestation upon earth to fulfill that prayer that I gave long ago, which you have called the Our Father or the Lord's Prayer. Later in this service, I ask that a version of it, sung by the Italian tenor Andrea Bocelli, be played, and I will then, during that recording, embrace every man, woman, and child upon the earth with my Christ Spirit and raise them up out of limitation even as you have experienced it today, precious ones. I am your Jesus, loving you unto the infinitude of your being in God manifest fully in your ascension and your eternal freedom. And I thank you.
Is that the end? That's the end of the heart stream. I'd like now to go ahead and give the Lord's Prayer as Jesus requested in the heart stream. So you can stay muted and I will begin. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, I am. Thy kingdom come, thy will is done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread as we give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive the trespasses against one another. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. There are many versions of this. We use some version in our rosaries that we have in the Heart Center. So you can explore this as the Holy Spirit leads you, as Jesus leads you, as we go into Holy Week next week. And Sunday is Palm Sunday, and then on the 9th is Easter Sunday. So this can be your own little personal assignment as the Spirit leads you. So thank you very much for being with us and for being patient with our technical issues tonight. Lenore, if you would go ahead and give... Oh, you have the recording there? You want to play that? Yeah. You can? Philip has a recording of that Andrea Bocelli version of the Lord's Prayer, which is very, very beautiful. Let's go ahead and listen to that now, and then we'll have the announcements. Go ahead.
In heaven. forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory
Beautiful, powerful rendition of that magnificent prayer. Thank you, beloved Jesus, for being with us tonight. And thank you, each of you that has been brave enough to stay on. Now, Lenore, if you'd like to give the announcements, go ahead.
Okay. And also, I wanted to mention something that I forgot to earlier, is that the Heart Center has a meditation on their YouTube channel, and you go to meditations, and there's one called A Meditation on the Holy City, A Mystical Experience with Jesus and Magda, and that is definitely worth looking up and playing. It's very inspirational.